W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Strike averted at UPS. CBS's Cammie McCormick has details.
UPS says it's reached a contract agreement with its 340,000-person union, and the union calls the deal historic and overwhelmingly lucrative. The terms include safety issues and equipping more trucks with air conditioning and other equipment, higher wages, and benefits. A UPS official calls it a win-win-win agreement.
President Biden's dedicating a national monument to late civil rights icon Emmett Till, who was lynched in the South in 1955.
We can't just choose to learn what we want to know. We have to learn what we should know. We should know about our country. We should know everything, the good, the bad, the truth of who we are as a nation.
The extreme heat's now affecting about 200 million Americans. But if you think it's hot outside, just think of the sun beating down on the ground. CBS's Nicole Skangas in Tempe.
At the Arizona Burn Center, officials say more than a third of the beds are occupied by patients with surface contact burns.
I think it's affecting me more.
We met 66-year-old Jacob Cohen at an indoor rec center in Glendale, Arizona.
Thinking about moving, yeah.
Police have left the home of a suspected serial killer on Long Island.
Suffolk County New York District Attorney Ray Tierney says officials are done searching the home of the suspect of the Gilgo Beach murders.
We have obtained a massive amount of material, which all of which has to be cataloged and analyzed, and it's going to take quite some time.
He says 279 weapons were taken from Rex Huerman's home. Investigators believe some of the victims may have been killed there. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A gynecologist who sexually abused dozens of patients for more than two decades at prestigious hospitals around New York will now spend the next 20 years behind bars. The judge called Robert Haddon's crimes shocking and unprecedented. There's a verdict in the trial over deadly terror attacks in Brussels.
32 people were killed and more than 300 injured in the attacks in the Belgian capital in March 2016. Today, six people were found guilty of terrorist murder for the bombings at Brussels Airport and its central subway station. Among them, Salah Abdeslam, already serving life in prison in France for his role in the 2015 attacks in Paris. Both series of attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
You've got another shot tonight to hit it big.
Across America with Mega Jackpots, it's Mega Millions.
The Mega Millions jackpot now up to $820 million. It's the eighth largest prize in lottery history. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, July 26th. The North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission will meet at 11 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Wausau. The Central Wisconsin Economic Development Fund will meet at 1:30 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will meet at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. In Portage County, the Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. at the City Conference Room in Stevens Point, followed by the Stevens Point 2023 Board of Review meeting at 9 a.m. The Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2, and the Finance Committee will meet at 5 in Conference Room 5. In Adams County, the Economic Development meeting will take place from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. at 159 East Ann Street in Adams. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 68, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 88, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Midday Magazine for this July 25th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff here. Thank you so much for joining us. In part two today at 3:30, we're going to talk with Amy Scheid from the Family Center. We've got plenty to talk about with her. Right now, joining us on the phone is our new friend, 76th Annual Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagnow. Ashley, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me on air this morning. Looking forward to a great conversation.
Ashley, we really appreciate the time. We know how busy you are. In fact, you're traveling right now, aren't you?
I am, yes. It's been a great few days up in the northern part of Wisconsin. Yesterday, I was in Rhinelander and Antigo. Today, I'm in the Eau Claire, Rice Lake area, and then heading to Wausau tomorrow before a few other events in the southern part of Wisconsin. So thankful for my travels across Wisconsin and getting to experience a lot of different areas of the state.
Ashley, one of the more important questions I'm going to ask you, how do I pronounce that? Hagenow?
Hagenow, you've got it.
Hagenow, I got it. Wow, I'm going to mark that down. I actually got a name right. Thank you so much, Ashley. And to that, if I can piggyback off of that a little bit, do you mind letting us know a little bit about yourself, telling us a little of your origin story?
Of course. I grew up in Poinette, Wisconsin, so not too far north of Madison area. And growing up, I was very involved in 4-H and FFA, where I exhibited various livestock species across the state of Wisconsin and was very involved in dairy cattle judging and gaining leadership skills in those youth organizations, as well as making lifelong connections with friends and mentors in the industry of agriculture. And I just recently graduated from the University of Minnesota with a degree in agricultural communication and marketing. And while on campus, I was very involved in the Gopher Dairy Club, the National Agri-Marketing Association, and held various internships while in college that really continued to inspire my passion for agriculture and the aspects of education and storytelling. So when the time came to decide what was next after college, the decision to apply for Alice in Dairyland was one I had always thought about. And I'm so thankful now for the opportunity and the honor to represent Wisconsin agriculture as the 76th Alice in Dairyland.
Well, you've got quite a story already building, Ashley. That's pretty cool. Very impressive. Let's dive right into ice cream, because I can't wait to talk about ice cream. Most of us can't. We love ice cream. And July is National Ice Cream Month.
You are spot on. So here in Wisconsin, we definitely love our ice cream. And Wisconsin alone is home to 37 dairy processing plants that make wholesome dairy products for us all to enjoy. And we love ice cream so much in Wisconsin that on average, we consume about 12.1 pounds of it per year, which is a pretty impressive number in my opinion. And what I love about ice cream and fresh frozen custard is that they are accessible, affordable, and great tasting, and they're great ways to cool off during the hot summer months.
really has, it's really the complete package, isn't it? I mean, it's
You're
affordable.
Spot on, yes.
That's pretty nice. It tastes great. There's a flavor for everybody.
And
it's one of those things, too, that I think we are so used to in our lives. We don't think about, like, kind of the stats very often. Those are some really interesting stats you gave us there about the 37 dairy plants making frozen dairy products, the 12-some pounds of ice cream each year. That is pretty impressive.
Oh, yes. We love our ice cream in Wisconsin, and certainly not only in July, but I like to think all year round, because it's always a good time for ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Especially you ask my mom and dad about that. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
The coldest day of the year, and they're still eating ice cream. Yes.
Oh, yes. No, that's dedication.
Yes. We can make our very own ice cream at home, but with cheese? I understand. I just heard a little bit about this. I was waiting to talk to you about it.
Of course. And what else would you expect in America's Dairyland, right?
Yes,
coming up with ways to make ice cream with cheese. So a recipe I have loved making and enjoying this month is salty vanilla no-churn mascarpone ice cream. So this recipe has mascarpone ice cream, which for those less familiar is similar in texture to cream cheese, but is a little bit sweeter. And we also add some heavy whipping cream, sweetened condensed milk, salt, and vanilla for flavor. Mix that all together and freeze it for a few hours, about 10 minutes before you're ready to enjoy. Take it out of the freezer, and you have a really delicious ice cream treat to enjoy this month and, again, all times of the year.
Ashley, I, you know, maybe you've talked to previous Alice in Dairylands, and you've learned this about me. I'm not afraid to ask the hard questions, so I have to ask you, bring something like this up. Do other things count when we're talking about celebrating ice cream? How about custards? Does that count? Sherberts? Is that included in this group?
Yes, of course. I've been really enjoying talking about all of those different types of products during National Ice Cream Month, and, you know, of course, one of the staples here in Wisconsin where it's founded is Culver's. So there's plenty of opportunities to enjoy frozen custard in Wisconsin, as well as sherbet and ice cream. All of those are included because they're all accessible, and we want to include everything. So lots of different people can enjoy those products this month.
If there's anything we're always looking for an excuse to talk about other than ice cream, it's Culver's. So, yeah.
Of course, exactly.
We love talking about that. That's excuse me, Ashley, this ice cream that you were telling us about with the cheese in it, do you know where that was created or where that came from?
I don't know the exact origin story on mascarpone ice cream, but I know one of the staples here in Wisconsin, another local farm and creamery, is Crave Brothers, and they are known for their mascarpone cheese. I have been sure to include plenty of Crave Brothers in the recipes I've been making, and there's mascarpone cheese available at almost any grocery store or retailer that you go to. What's unique about the Crave Brothers variety, and this might be true for other brands as well, but there is a chocolate-flavored mascarpone ice cream. So to have an even different spin on this recipe that I've shared with the mascarpone ice cream, you could also have a chocolate base with chocolate mascarpone cheese, which would be equally delicious.
You sold it to me. I've never tried this before. I am definitely going to try it.
You'll have to make it and try it and let me know how you like it, because it's been definitely a delicious treat during ice cream month to make and promote and also eat.
Where can we find more information about ways to celebrate National Ice Cream Month?
If you are looking for different recipe inspiration for National Ice Cream Month or to use other dairy products, or you're interested in finding a local ice cream parlor or shop near you, I encourage you to check out wisconsincheese.com. And while you're out shopping in the grocery store or another local retailer, be sure to look for that proudly Wisconsin badge on those dairy products that connects Wisconsinites with genuine Wisconsin dairy products.
It's an important part of this. We love talking about ice cream, love talking with our Alice in Dairyland. All of this will always come back to supporting our state, supporting our ag industry, most importantly, supporting our farmers. They are the backbone of our country. They are certainly one of the most integral parts of this state. And this state runs with our farmers. That's where this all starts and ends. And the more you're able to support Wisconsin, the more you can support these products, the more we're helping them out. And any chance to help out a farmer, I don't care if every farmer we knew were billionaires, I'd still want to help out farmers. It's anything we could do to do that. And wait a minute, I gotta eat more ice cream? Oh, okay, fine, I'll do it. You know, buy some more milk. Great, okay, I'll do that. Ashley, we've got a good 10-some minutes left here of show. I want to get into a couple of things with you. And one of them, again, I apologize, your first time on the air with us. Don't mean to ask you these hardball questions. Ashley, what is your favorite type of ice cream?
That's such a fun question, and one that I have been asked so much this month. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I don't have like a go-to ultimate this is my favorite flavor, because I truly love all ice cream. But if I'm thinking of a certain flavor profile, I do tend to choose, if I'm in a local ice cream shop or parlor or in the grocery store, I tend to choose a flavor that is vanilla-based or chocolate-based. And then there's some really delicious chocolate, caramel, peanut butter flavors mixed within that flavor. So I know that encompasses a lot of different flavors of ice cream, but that would be my go-to. But I'm serious when I say that I love all types of ice cream. I will eat it all times of the day, even all times of the year, because you truly can't go wrong. And like you said, you are helping to support our state farmers and processors when enjoying those really great dairy products.
Oh, I hear it in your voice. You definitely love all ice creams. Yeah, that could be dangerous.
I really do.
We are speaking with our 76th annual Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow. And Ashley, another thing I wanted to get into with you is some of the additional information you have learned in this short time that you've been Alice in Dairyland about ice cream, about these products. Can we get into a little bit of that?
Certainly. So some of those more facts about ice cream, as I've enjoyed sharing this month during National Ice Cream Month and truly all times of the year, is that talking about the milk and those high-quality dairy products that go into making ice cream and cheese and other products that we all enjoy, 9% of milk produced in the United States alone is made into ice cream. So that's the whole United States that we're talking about. And that is a lot of milk that goes into making really delicious ice cream for all of us to enjoy. So that's definitely a fact I love sharing. Is, of course, we talked about our dairy farmers and our dairy farms on the state level. Here in Wisconsin, we are known as America's Dairyland, and we have nearly 6,000 dairy farms in the state of Wisconsin, 95% of which those farms are family owned, and they are dedicated to producing high quality milk that will then go into those ice cream products, that will go into cheese and butter and yogurt and other products that we all enjoy. So I always love sharing that out when talking about dairy in Wisconsin and talking about National Ice Cream Month, is the milk that is produced from our dedicated farmers and goes on to be processed towards ice cream. I think it's so important to share where it all starts.
Well said, and that is really interesting. Just one other thing that I thought was pretty cool, too. In Wisconsin, ice cream sales are 26% higher than average in July. That is pretty on point. I think that makes a lot of sense to people. Even if you didn't know that, it makes sense when you hear it.
Exactly, and that is why, what better time to celebrate ice cream and all that it entails other than July, right? When ice cream sales are higher, that 26% higher, as we talked about, and I'm sure it attributes to the hotter temperatures in the summer, and ice cream goes well with almost anything you can do in the summer, so it definitely makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, what are some of the things that you've already been learning in the time that you have been Alice? It's only been a month, has it been, or just barely a month?
Yeah, just about, it'll be 3 weeks tomorrow that I officially started as the 76th Alice in Dairyland on Wednesday, July 5th. And this process for me began, I mean, even years ago when I maybe started to think about running and applying for Alice in Dairyland. But certainly in the last few months, once I did make the decision to apply and go through the top candidate process, is my knowledge of agriculture in Wisconsin and in general has been expanded in so many ways. And one key takeaway is just truly how diverse our state's agricultural industry is. So the agricultural industry in Wisconsin generates $104.8 billion annually to our state's economy. And the agricultural industry comprises so many different products and commodities and types of businesses and farmers and processors. And while I mentioned we are known as America's Dairyland and the dairy industry is definitely a powerhouse here in Wisconsin, we are also recognized nationally and even internationally for so many different types of products that we produce right here in Wisconsin, whether it's cranberries or ginseng or specialty cheeses or a wide variety of other products that many people might not realize are produced in large quantities right here in Wisconsin. So I think that's something to be so proud of. And I love sharing that those facts with consumers and other people that I've talked with this month in my first few weeks on the job and beforehand, just how diverse and abundant our state's agricultural industry is.
And it's just in the first couple of weeks. Can't imagine a year from now the knowledge you're going to have in there and the things you're going to learn from this. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. And I will look forward to continuing to develop my knowledge of Wisconsin agriculture and expand my knowledge base and then take that knowledge with me. So in the future, wherever I might be traveling or people I come in contact with, I can continue to spread the great word of Wisconsin agriculture and the hardworking people, our farmers and processors and everyone else, as we've mentioned, who truly make our state's agricultural industry great.
And as you learn and celebrate these things, we're looking forward to you joining us on the airwave here and talking about them over the next year. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to that.
Yes, I am looking forward to it as well.
Cool. Where are you going next?
So today I will head to Eau Claire. I have a few TV media engagements talking again about National Ice Cream Month. Tomorrow I will head to Wausau for a few media engagements as well. And the rest of the week will bring different events talking about ice cream. I will have the opportunity to attend a few different county fairs in Wisconsin, have a few exciting events this weekend. And then it's the Wisconsin State Fair, which will be a few fun-filled days in West Dallas, Wisconsin, promoting agriculture, getting to meet so many different fairgoers and talk with the exhibitors and all of their projects at the Wisconsin State Fair. So I'm looking forward to the next few weeks and the next year because every day is truly something different.
Yeah, I'm looking at your schedule here, Ashley. When are you going to breathe? I don't see breathing in there. I don't see. When are you going to take
No. I'm so thankful that I do have some time to, you know, just relax and continue developing my knowledge of agriculture as I'm traveling. And my trusty sidekick, Colonel, he is our Ford Explorer flex fuel vehicle through the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board that is my, again, trusty companion on my travels throughout the state of Wisconsin. And definitely, if I have some downtime in the car as I'm traveling or at night, I take the opportunity to listen to different podcasts that talk about agriculture and different stories about Wisconsin. I'm enjoying learning about the history of Wisconsin and continuing to develop my agricultural facts to be able to share those out on my travels.
We genuinely have enjoyed getting to know and talk with every Alice we've had, and all of them are going to go on and do amazing things. Some of the most interesting people I've gotten to meet in this job are Alice's.
That's so sweet.
And you're one of them. You're right there with them. I can tell right away,
thank you.
But I got to ask, Ashley, because there's something a little different talking to you that we haven't gotten always. And I'm a lover of this. I love the behind the curtain stuff. I love to hear that you were training for this, maybe for lack of a better word, training and prepping for this to try to be the Alice. And now even as Alice, you are still continuing to do your homework, to research and try to get better at the position. I think that's very unique and cool.
Yeah, and what I've shared and what I've reflected on, you know, in the first few weeks alone, now that I've officially started traveling and going to all these different events and meeting so many incredible people is that every day you are learning something new on the job, whether it's a conversation, whether it's something you hear on the radio, whether it's someone you come in contact with or an event you're at, you are always learning something new in this job. And I think in life, right? I think that's so important. And I'm just so honored again and humbled to be in this role. And each day is something different with a new learning opportunity right around the corner. And I'm just so thankful. So thankful.
What do you, as far as the things that you know coming up in your schedule, is there anything, you don't have to just pick one, is there anything you're really looking forward to doing that maybe you haven't even gotten a chance to do before, or you were an observer before and now you are the Alice to do?
Great question. I think thinking ahead to the Wisconsin State Fair, I'm really excited for different opportunities to meet with fairgoers as Alice in Dairyland, growing up as an exhibitor at the Wisconsin State Fair, I enjoyed conversations with fairgoers and attendees about the projects and the livestock that I was exhibiting at the Wisconsin State Fair and being able to answer those questions that consumers had. And now as Alice, that is going to be amplified that much more as I will conduct milking demonstrations. I will be engaging with consumers in Dairy Lane. I will be in the Wisconsin Product Pavilion getting to meet all of those incredible businesses and people that are going to have their products there and promoting those products, and just excited for those one-on-one conversations as well at the Wisconsin State Fair and all events, just getting to learn more about the people of Wisconsin and Wisconsin agriculture that truly make our state so special.
We know that there are, like yourself at one point, younger kids out there listening that might want to grow up to be Alice. What would you say to them listening out there?
I would say above anything else, just be yourself. I think that's so important, is being yourself, being authentically who you are each and every day. And great things will come from that. I think just knowing yourself and being yourself and that authenticity and that love for agriculture that you might have from a young age, that will stick with you and that will develop into different things throughout your life. And I think it's so important to remember where you started and see the incredible places that you can go because of agriculture and because of who you are. So I think that's an important reminder.
It's something that I know my mom and my dad would tell me, and it's one of the best pieces of advice you can get. Even if you've heard it before, sometimes it matters the person you're hearing it from, and it can have carry a little more weight to it. So that's a great one, Ashlyn. That's nice.
Yes, you're welcome.
If people want to be involved with Alice, if they'd like to help, volunteer, any of those kind of things, are they able to do that in any way, or how can we help you promote all the great things that you're doing?
Great question. So to follow along with my adventures as Alice this year, to engage on social media, to keep up to date on all of my adventures, I encourage you to check out our Alice in Dairyland social media pages. That is Alice in Dairyland on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And to learn more about the Alice in Dairyland program history, ways to request Alice at your next event to engage that way, I encourage you to visit our website, aliceindairyland.com. There's some great resources out there about the Alice in Dairyland program, about Wisconsin agriculture, and ways to engage that way. So I encourage you to check out those resources.
What was the name of that ice cream we're going to try again? The salty vanilla?
Yes, salty vanilla, no-churn mascarpone ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I got to write that down. Mascarpone. That sounds so good. Ashley, you kind of gave us some websites and such before. If we want to contact you, if people want to bring Alice to their town, is that the best way to do it, to go to your website?
Yes, of course. So on the website, aliceindairyland.com, there should be a page or a small box that says invite Alice or request Alice to your event. On that webpage, we'll have all of the information you need for contact information and forms to fill out to request Alice in Dairyland at future events.
Really do appreciate the time. You are going to rock at this. You're going to do a great job. We're looking forward to hanging out and talking again real soon. Safe travels out there. You take care, and we'll hang out again very soon.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope to get up to the studio very soon, hopefully with some samples as well for you all to try.
Oh, that sounds so good. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Well, no.
Sounds good.
Take care, Ashley. Thanks for the time.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
76th Annual Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow joining us right there. She'll be back sometime soon. Coming up on the show, we're going to speak with Amy Scheid from the Family Center. We'll touch on the Touch a Truck event and plenty of other things coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR's Midday Magazine.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The extremely high temperatures coming this week put you at risk for heat stroke and heat exhaustion. Knowing the early signs can help reduce risk to your health. It's important that your body is sweating when the temperatures are this hot. If you stop sweating, that's a sign to get help right away. Another thing to watch for is your mental health. If you're out in the heat too long, you can start to get confused or act in an irrational manner. This could be a sign that you're experiencing heat stroke and need to cool down and get help right away. Talks resumed today for UPS Teamsters after negotiations broke down earlier this month. AP News reports they have less than a week to come to an agreement. The current contract expires on Monday, July 31st, at the end of the day. The Teamsters are calling for better pay, particularly for part-time workers, and improved working conditions. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 68, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 88, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 88.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Midday Magazine for this July 25th, 2023. You have your host, James, here, and I am joined by one of my, not only one of my favorite people, but our community's favorites. Amy Scheid is with us from the Family Center. Good afternoon, Amy.
Good afternoon, James. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Good to have you with us. How you been?
I am fantastic.
Good. Good.
Super looking forward to this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You and I and this community all along. I have been talking about the Touch a Truck event coming up this Saturday over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club from 11 to 3. Quite a bit on the air and from people I run into in town and everything. And I had a lady who had her two children with her, and she heard me talking about this with somebody, and I mentioned it, and she touches my arm. She's like, I'm so sorry to bother you, but that's coming up this weekend, right? And I was like, yeah, it's coming up next weekend. And her kids flipped out. Just flipped out. They were at last year's, I believe, and she said last year's, and mm-hmm. They were just so excited by it. And talking with her, she says, well, this is one of their favorite events of the summer.
And, oh, awesome.
And, you know, I think of us as adults, Cranberry Blossom Fest, you know, our 4th of July, you know, these kind of things that we look forward to in town as adults. And it's cool to hear that the kids have something like that, that they look forward to. And this has become that event. It's only the third annual, but it has already become an integral part of our summers, of our community here, which is, you know, certainly what was intended by the Family Center and what we wanted. But that's something you can work on paper. You can't plan to have happen. But God, this community is so supportive and so good at this stuff. It's pretty cool 3 years down the line here at this event to see what it has already become.
I would agree with you. 1,000 people last year.
Yeah.
So we really hope that we'll see that many plus more this coming weekend.
We're going to have some vehicles on display. Do we know which vehicles we're going to have down there?
Everything you can even imagine, James.
we only have so long of a show. We can't name every vehicle. Is that what it is?
It feels like that. There's going to be some interactive things. Really, it's all an interactive day.
Yeah.
There's going to be games for kids. The idea is that they can go up and touch these vehicles, explore them a little bit. But there are some even more interactive components of some of the water and light vehicles that they can go up and down on. Those of you who know me know I wouldn't be caught dead. Don't do the height thing at all. Not even fond of second floor hotels. But
that's new information to me.
Oh, the kids love it.
Yeah.
And also hay rides available. So they'll be going around the facility or around the land of the Lions Club. with Josh McDonald, who is just a fantastic participant in our event. Police vehicles, army vehicles, semis, campers, ATVs, just a little bit of everything. It's super amazing.
Part of what I love about events like this is the double things that we get from them. So first and foremost, this is an event to raise awareness and funds for our family center and help them do the vital work that they are doing. Some of the most important work in our community is being done over there, and we want to help out. We want to raise attention, raise awareness to this, and also raise our voices, because we are not talking in a hushed voice anymore when it comes to this subject. We are done doing that. Those days are long gone. We now have this out in the open, and we're all seeing where we stand on this issue and joining forces and being on the same page. All that is amazing and wonderful, but there's some side stories, side missions going on here that I really enjoy. When I was a little kid, the first field trip I ever went on was to the Chicago Fire Department.
Oh, neat.
And there is a parallel universe where I'm a firefighter, because that I fell in love with that job.
I love it.
If it wasn't for Robin Williams and falling in love with acting and everything, that is what I'd be doing right now. I can't stress this enough, how much it impacted me to see these people doing this job and how much I enjoyed that. I think of that with these kids. Every kid maybe sees a police car or a fire truck or something like that and sparks something in them that could create a new passion, a new love. That is wonderful right there. There's also the building of bridges. And I talk about this with Sheriff Becker quite often, about how we can't take enough opportunities in society to build that bridge between community members and our law enforcement or our fire department or any of these great groups and great organizations of people that, you know, we're always looking for great ways to build that foundation stronger. Those are added bonuses to this event.
I would agree. And we've something new this year is our volunteer squad, if you will, includes folks from our local police departments, etc. So they'll be not only there with their vehicles, but also playing games with the kids, helping out in food service. They'll just be around the facility. So you also have opportunities to see Miss Wisconsin Rapids and some of those other fun surprise guests that we have at this event every year.
Oh, I love surprise guests. Oh, that's great. Oh, you're really good at this. They're great tease there. And we want to send a big thank you to Miss Wisconsin Rapids for being down there and being a part of this. We love that. Certainly a big thank you to all of the different fire departments and police officers and sheriff's departments and everybody that is always at these events. I can remember my first Family Center event was Men in the Kitchen when we were doing that. I emceed. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't been to a Family Center event before. And I show up and I was just bombarded. I was floored by seeing not just how many people were there, but like literally a representative of everything important in this community. The mayor was there, the head of the police department was there, Sheriff Becker was there, and not just there, but proud and happy to be there. This was something that they wanted to be a part of and everything. This event, very similar. You see a lot of the same familiar faces and everything, and it's never going to get old to me to see where we are on this subject and how far we have come. There's a lot of work to be done yet. I'm not saying that, but we can't take our foot off the gas here or anything. But, man, it is pretty cool to see where we're at in this in society and where we are with this particular event. There's going to be food down there, too.
That is true, and I have a fondness for the food provider. Those of you who know me know that I may or may not know the chef at Great Expectations.
Well, I never heard that before.
No,
that's very interesting.
No,
very interesting.
I hear he's a really nice guy.
He's
got a lovely wife, too.
His wife is awesome, yes.
So we'll be having everything from his slow-roasted smoked pork sandwiches and loaded nachos and some vegetarian items, hot dogs for the kids, all kinds of great goodies, some fresh options like fruit and good stuff.
You are challenging my integrity as a journalist and as an interviewer. I cannot focus when you tell me about Great Expectations and the wonderful food that they serve. I love Great Expectations. As a side note, use them whenever you can. Anything, anything, anytime that you can.
Bless your heart.
Sometimes don't even cook. Just use them. Just go to them, because, God, you're going to be very thankful you did. Nice to have that down there. So we got food that we can bring in. And as you mentioned, you touched on this a little bit before, it's going to be kids' games. There's not just being able to see and interact with these vehicles, but there'll be some games going on down there.
Yep, fun kids games being helped by a variety of community members. There'll be prizes down there. We had some generous organizations fund the prizes for the kids games. Amazing raffle.
Yes. Yeah.
Some fun merchandise. I didn't bring my Family Center mug, not that y'all on the radio could see it, but we've got some fabulous mugs, t-shirts, frisbees, all kinds of fun stuff. And community members came in droves to help us with this amazing raffle. I would encourage you to head out to Facebook today. Our good friend Deb, who does amazing work for us on Facebook, put together a little slideshow, if you will. She's probably going to tell me that wasn't a slideshow, but I'm definitely not the web designer. But of different baskets and things that have been coming in, and you definitely do not want to miss this raffle.
This community supports the Family Center and supports these events so well. We're so thankful and humbled by that, and really do appreciate the people that get back on this. We will get to sponsors before we wrap up, because I definitely want to give them a shout out. But we're talking about this great event, and as excited and wonderful as this is, and as much as we're getting excited, I mentioned an event earlier, Men in the Kitchen, that we don't get a chance to do anymore. The resources, the funds the Family Center have are not that of every nonprofit that you might hear on the air with us or anything. This is one of our few events. We get to be out there in the public and really put our not only our name out there, but what we stand for and how we could use your assistance. We could always use your help. That's what this event is really about, is bringing some of that and hopefully taking some of the what's on the plate of so many of you at the Family Center, take a little bit off of that by doing some of these things and adding to the funds. And some of the things that we help with, I want to touch on right now with Amy, like the crisis line. For those that don't know, the Family Center has a crisis line that is available 24/7. We got your back. You can call 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511.
Yes, the crisis line is 24/7, as is the facility. So we have crisis line open for advocates to respond to questions you may have, concerns that you may have, as well as the shelter being open 24/7. So we're meeting that need of victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, trafficking. We're seeing an increase in that, as you know, in nationwide. And having that crisis line available to victims in our community is such a blessing.
And we're able to have things like that through events like this and raising funds and awareness. Again, that crisis line available 24/7, 715-421-1511, 421-1511. Along with that, things like the you mentioned the social media aspect earlier. The Deb is so great, and a shout out to Deb. We love Deb. She does great stuff, great work. There's some fun things going on there as well. The Solar Sundays, some of that stuff you were mentioning.
Yeah. There's so much going on right now. We had the opportunity earlier this year to move forward with adopting solar for the facility, which will any of those regular costs that can be reallocated from something like an energy bill to direct services to our clients. We, of course, are always looking for those opportunities. And through grants and the generosity of our community, we have initiated the solar project. So Deb does Solar Sundays on Facebook. And she's putting out some interesting factoids on who's doing the work, who's funded the panels. Incidentally, there are still a few available. If you would like to sponsor a panel, we would love to have you do that. And we'll certainly add you to our list of donors who've funded the panels for the for the rooftop. And so look out for those Facebook posts on Sundays for Solar Sunday. I would also encourage you to look every day, but she does What We Need Wednesdays. And we often get those questions, what's most needed at this time? Certainly our wish lists, if I may do a shameless plug for those. We have wish lists on both Amazon and Target, or Target, as it's known, to the fancy pants of the world.
I'm going to Target today. Do you need anything?
Yes.
I love that. I'm never going to look at Target the same.
So there's always a list of needs out there, but Deb keeps you alerted to, right now we're dangerously low on toilet paper and paper towels. So she put that, we'll be putting that out tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. Just crazy. Speed. The time is a flat circle. It doesn't matter anymore.
It's event week. We're moving by. Yeah. Leaps and bounds.
I'm so glad that came up. There's a lot of pages that we recommend, but maybe no more than we recommend the Family Center's Facebook pages and social media accounts. Not only because it's a great way to keep up on things over there, it's a great way to show your support to this cause and to what they're doing at the Family Center. But man, the feel good that can happen on your timeline from having the Family Center in there. We've all got people on our social media that we got our friends and family we love. And then there's those people that we have on there that I didn't know I still had them there or whatever. Maybe sometimes they post some knucklehead things or whatever. It is nice to have the Family Center show up in your timeline, and that nice moment, that feel good stuff, along with keeping up to date on all the cool and good things that they got going on over there or particular needs that you might have. Everybody knows what it's like to run out of toilet paper or to run out of Kleenex or something like that. It's a whole different thing when you're not even in your own home and you're already dealing with that, let alone those other things can have happen. Help us help the Family Center's clients by getting these products. When you're at the store and you pick up the paper towels, if you can grab an extra roll and drop it off, you have there's no words for how much that can help and help impact the Family Center and the clients that we have there.
I would agree with you. And sharing those messages, also extremely helpful. Maybe you're not able this month to help in a monetary way, just sharing the message of what we might need and that we're out there for victims is a fantastic help to us.
The wish list is another great idea from the Family Center. It's one of those things where sometimes you're on these websites, you're doing most of your shopping on websites maybe, and you're on there and you're like, well, yeah, they mentioned that they have a wish list. I should check that out. Oh, I can swing this. I could do something like this. And there you go, boom, boom, and you're able to help out the Family Center by doing something that you were already doing. That's a pretty neat thing to be able to do as well.
I agree, and to have it delivered directly, that saves folks a step, which I know, shameless shout out to my mom as well, Linda, who is often checking out that Amazon list or the Target list and having things delivered straight to us, which for her, having some mobility issues, that is very helpful to her to be able to do good and not have to haul the goods there.
Yeah. If people want to find those wish lists, can you just Google, throw it into your search engine or go to the website, the Amazon website or so on, et cetera, and type that in Family Center, Wisconsin Rapids Family Center?
You easily can find it by searching in the wish list section of both of those sites. But if you want to make your life even easier, our good friend Deb put a link to both of them right on our page.
Yeah.
So that's always a good way to go.
We'll be sure to give this a number of times before we wrap up, but familyctr.org is the website, familyctr.org. Be sure to bookmark that page. We are speaking with Amy Scheid from the Family Center, and we're touching on the Touch a Truck event and some other things as well. And one of the ones I wanted to make sure we had some time for, Amy, was the National Night Out.
Mm-hmm.
That is coming up. It's right around the corner, I believe.
August 1st.
Yeah. For those that don't know what this night is, can we get into that first, if you don't mind?
Certainly. I would encourage you to Google that as well.
Yes.
And see the other organizations that are going to be out there.
So this night is a community building campaign that promotes police community partnerships along with organizations like the Family Center and bringing people together for a night of really just kind of conversation and getting to know each other, along with showing and bringing some attention to this cause and to other things that are important in our community that don't always get talked about. I don't think people in general ever set out to not, take care of these issues or take care of certain topics, but we at a different time, we did things differently. And I'm not in a place, and I don't think any of us are in a place to judge this stuff. It's more about this was the way it was, and we learned from it, and now we're doing it differently. Mm-hmm. I think for a long time, people didn't want to didn't want to upset people or didn't want to bring up something that they were afraid would ruffle feathers, the term that we would use and such. And that comes from a good place, but it leads us to where we are now, where we were a couple years back, where these things got talked about in hushed voices or there wasn't a lot of attention brought to them. So events like Touch a Truck or the National Night Out are invented to kind of bring us back to this conversation, raise our voices in this conversation and say, this is what we need to bring attention to. This is important, whether it is domestic violence or it is building better relationships with our police officers and our firefighters and our EMTs and things like this. So a night like this, is vital to our community. It really is.
I agree, and I think it's a great opportunity for you and your family to come down and get to know the people in your community that are providing vital services and do so in a way that is not intimidating and gives exposure particularly to our young people on what great work is being done here. Crossview Church is the parking lot where the event is being held. And I believe Deb is going to be down there, so you can meet the legend.
Yes.
The legend that is Deb.
Mm-hmm. We will talk more about it as we get closer to it next week and everything. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about this as we will Touch a Truck throughout the rest of this week and everything. But do encourage people to find out more. You can find out more about the National Night Out at natw.org. That's natw.org. Bookmark that page, too, because this happens annually, culminates every first Tuesday in August. So this event we'll be doing year in and year out, and we look forward to you being a part of it, and a big thank you to everybody that is going to be at that event. Speaking of events, before we get into Touch a Truck, and because this does play into Touch a Truck, we know our community loves supporting the Family Center. We know that they want to do what they can for it, but I talk to community members all the time about this. You know, I know that they could use some funds over there. I know they could use some of this, but I just don't have it. But I'd love to be able to help. What are other ways that we can help out our family center? Say you've got a couple hours to kill, and maybe you can come over and do the lawn or something like that. Or these things that we can help out at the family center with?
Absolutely. We have a volunteer page on our website, and you can find out some of the great opportunities that we have. We have a tremendous group of volunteers, and I have to say, they really have a good time.
We
laugh, we have fun, we know, we have that great feeling of knowing that you're doing the right thing, that you're in the right place at the right time to help out, and we need more volunteers. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a decrease in the number of volunteers nationally in organizations such as ours. So if this is something that interests you, please reach out and let us know. You know, no amount of time is too little. Mm-hmm. We could always use you, even if it's a few times a year. If you like a particular activity that we do, like Touch a Truck, we'd certainly love to have you on our event volunteer list. Mm-hmm. We have some activities around the office that need to be done, such as help in donations, help with some clerical things, if you have an interest in that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. There's just many, many opportunities to be a part of this great team.
Are we still looking for volunteers for Touch a Truck?
We will never turn down a volunteer for Touch a Truck. There's lots to be done. Mm-hmm. And anything from about 9:30 when we're going to start parking those cool vehicles, and then eventually the participant vehicles or the attendee vehicles, through food service, playing games, helping with the raffle. We have face painters coming who maybe would like a break for a minute. All kinds of stuff.
You know, Amy, you're describing about the volunteering there, and you did two very important things, I think, I really appreciate. One, you brought up fun. I don't do that nearly enough. I'm too serious. I'm too serious of a person. But it is a fun time to volunteer at the Family Center. We understand, and trust me, the gang there knows this better than even I do, the heavy topic and the seriousness of this subject matter at the Family Center. But that doesn't mean that it's that way there 24/7. Yeah, there's they're serious topics or serious moments. But when you're volunteering, when you're helping out there, even if you're just stopping by for an hour or two to help out with something around there, you're going to hear laughter. You're going to see smiles. You're going to be in a very positive atmosphere. There are times that I've been in a bad mood. I'm having a rough day. I stop by there to sign something or whatever. I leave. I'm smiling.
Absolutely.
And I'll be driving home or something like that thinking, why am I smiling? I just, you know, and it dawns on me. It's like, because that's the vibe there. That's the energy at the Family Center. And you get that whether you're at the Elks Lodge with the Touch a Truck event or you're anywhere else involved with the Family Center. It is fun. It is impactful. It feels good. And that can be very fun and rewarding.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly that the act of volunteering itself is a great way to change your mood, mm-hmm. to know that you're helping out, that just makes you feel better about your time on this planet. But yes. In addition to that, being a part of this team is just so incredibly rewarding. This is the moment where change is being made, and there's no contribution that's too small.
And everybody over there at the Family Center is integral and so much fun to work with. Got nothing but aces over there as far as every staff member. And you're going to enjoy working with them and volunteering with them. We wanted to make sure to mention the sponsors of the Touch a Truck event. A big shout out and thank you to all of them. Do you want to go ahead and list those off, Amy?
Absolutely. First of all, the Grand Rapids Lions for hosting us.
Yeah.
Every year, they've been just fantastic to work with. Sparhawk Trucking is our primary sponsor this year, and again, they were last year as well. Not only do they sponsor, but they attend. Mm-hmm. They've purchased three amazing bikes that'll be raffled off that day. So they are just our partners and our friends.
Big shout out to Sparhawk.
Amen.
And not just with this event, but you see them all over town promoting and sponsoring events, putting back into this community, similar to our other sponsor you're going to mention there.
Yep. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Nakusa has been with us the last 2 years, and we're just so, so thankful to them. Rapid Sheet Metal,
they're
fantastic organization as well as supporter of the Family Center, and we appreciate them no end.
Yeah.
Greenway RV, Delta Dental, Liam's Park, and Lee Chipman, always a big supporter, and Nakusa Papers.
Yeah.
We're just so grateful to all of them. And then in addition to that, when you get to the event, you'll see we have in the games area a list of our prize sponsors who came forth and bought the prize for the kids area, and those that enabled Ryan to do the great work he's going to do in food service by helping to sponsor the cost of the ingredients for that great food that's going to be served.
We always encourage you to buy local, support local, and when you see these businesses supporting events like this, you know, support them. They support us, support them. It's community helping community here, and we greatly appreciate every one of them. I love all those businesses and all the people of all of them. Appreciate every one of them, and appreciate the time from you as always, Amy. I got to get one of those shirts, by the way. I got to get one of those. Amy, thank you so much again. Touch a Truck happening this Saturday, 11 to 3, over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. This is a free event. Come on down, bring the family. We will meet you there. Amy, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden just unveiled a new plan to expand mental health services and benefits for Americans.
None of the existing law and facts reveal that mental health care is not being treated on par with physical health care. They'd be required by law to fix it. Fix it, fix it, fix it.
Under new rules, federal health care providers would be required to make changes if plans don't provide adequate access to services. Those changes are expected to kick in this fall. A doctor who sexually abused hundreds of patients just got some serious jail time in New York. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Gynecologist Robert Haddon has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. The 64-year-old abused patients during exams from the 1980s through 2012 at prominent New York hospitals, including Columbia University. Prosecutors said as many as 245 women said Haddon sexually abused them with gloveless fingers and sometimes orally.
Nearly 200 million Americans are now feeling the intense heat as it spreads further north and into the Midwest. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore is tracking conditions.
We are talking about temperatures that'll be near 100. They will feel like they're over 100 degrees when you factor in the humidity here. And we're talking about places like St. Louis, Kansas City, down into Jackson, Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, getting up into the mid-90s as we work our way into tomorrow.
Phoenix is now in its 26th day of temps over 110, and it is so hot there. Doctors say they're treating more serious burns. People are falling on asphalt. They can be as hot as 180 degrees. COVID's making a comeback. Here's reporter Alexander Tin.
New figures published by the CDC now record a 10% increase in COVID hospitalizations around the country. That's the largest percent increase in weekly COVID hospitalizations recorded since December 2022.
Last year, a summer surge overwhelmed hospitals. A verdict's now been reached over extremist attacks in Brussels. Moira Alderson's with the BBC.
A court in Belgium has convicted 8 men of murder and attempted murder for their role in Islamist bombings in Brussels in 2016. 32 people were killed and more than 300 were injured.
Among those convicted was Salah Abdeslam, who's already serving a life sentence for attacks in Paris in 2015. UPS workers reached a big union deal today. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
A walkout of workers would have had national economic implications. UPS delivers roughly 24 million packages.